Well, again, some wonderful questions. We hope there are some semi-wonderful answers. Some Christians break the bread first thing on a Lord's Day morning meeting. Is there any guidance to when this should be done? Right, the idea being that when they gather together, the very first thing they do is take the emblems. They say, this is the introduction, this is what we're supposed to be using to remember, so let's do it at the start. Well, as I mentioned, there are very few things prescribed as to the worship of the saints. It's very difficult. There's no description of the Christians gathering together and exactly what they did at the Lord's Supper. I think this is probably a really good idea, assuming all the Christians were ready to discern the Lord's body the minute they walked into the meeting. I don't know that that's true of my heart. I wish it were. But I've said to people who get a bit frustrated when they say, we always remember, we break bread and take the cup at a certain time, just a few minutes before the close of the meeting. Like, is this artificial or what? Well, I don't know. I've read lots of books. I've never read a novel where the climax is anywhere but the second to last chapter. Have you noticed that? There's no law. But a story builds to a climax and then it concludes. And so if this, the taking of the bread and the wine, is to be the climax, sorry, I should be like a weatherman and do it this way. If it builds to a climax and then concludes, then we would expect the hearts of God's people being the most ready to discern the Lord in those emblems at the climax of the meeting. Now, again, there's no law, and if a brother got up at a different time, 5 minutes or 10 minutes, this way or that, as long as he was really sensing, you know, sometimes there are dear brethren, and I shouldn't judge them, but I think they're just trying to shake up the troops. Well, that is not the place to shake up the troops at the Lord's Supper. I say, well, we always do it at that time, so I'll just do it at a different time. There, we'll break ourselves out of this little tradition we have. Well, as long as the brother has the sense that the Lord is moving him to do this and that in actual fact all of God's people are ready to discern in these emblems the body and blood of the Lord. If that's the case, well, then you feel free to do it. But you better make sure you have the mind of the Spirit in that. Generally speaking, we see this natural trend, this warming of our hearts, this stirring of our hearts. The Spirit of God is weaving a certain theme through the meeting, and he brings us to a crescendo. And at that moment, our hearts are ready to, as fully as we can, appreciate what's happened at the cross. So I think that's the reason why. Now, as I say, there may be some who are exercised. You know, there'd be no Bible verse to disprove one or the other and to say that's wrong. All I say from a very practical level is that, generally speaking, we need that time to allow the Spirit of God to bring us to that climax when we really are able to appreciate what happened at Calvary. So this is in my judgment, all right? This is not a Bible verse that I gave you, because there is no Bible verse to tell you exactly how the Lord's Supper was remembered. I dare say that someone who is able to break bread and take the cup one last time before they were taken out to be executed for their faith may not have an hour and a half, and they may just go ahead and do it. And I think I'd forgive them, wouldn't you? So, we don't have any verse that tells us how to do it, but those are a few suggestions.